Today, I want to tell you about the car crash I experienced that I never saw coming. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. You ever been in a car accident? I've been in a few in my day, none real recently, though. And that's probably pretty good. And hopefully, everyone is staying safe, especially when the roads get a little bad around here. I feel like that kind of brings out the worst in drivers sometimes. But probably the worst car accident I ever had was, gosh, it's like in fifth or sixth grade, and we got T-boned. I was not driving, not in fifth grade. I was just driving off-road, but I was in the middle seat of a car, a minivan, actually. They were pretty new at the time, and going through an intersection, and the other driver never stopped, never saw the light or whatever. We got T-boned pretty good. I got some stitches and a cast on my leg and stuff for that. But you know what? Just made me tougher. Just made me tougher. But I want to tell you about the experience that I just had. Not today. It was a couple days ago, but I've let it sink in. I needed to create a graphic for it because sometimes it can be a little hard to explain. But I wanted to share with you the accident that I never saw coming. T-bone is never a good thing. No, not that kind of T-bone. But a T-bone could be delicious to go with a whiskey multitasking. So thanks for being with me. I haven't had a T-bone in a while, either T-bone, to be really honest. But this one I never saw coming. Usually I'm pretty aware on the road, and sometimes you see people merging in and it looks like they're not paying attention, or that someone is talking to someone in their car and they're moving over to avoid construction or something. So you can anticipate a little bit. It's always one of those things that I kind of wonder about self-driving cars. Will there be that anticipation? I want to set the stage here for you. And you might be able to see my graphic here. There's an intersection, in my neighborhood, and there's a gas station right in the corner, like there are many, and there's a Taco Bell right next to the gas station. There's some other stores down that street there. And I, in the yellow car, was at the Taco Bell. Delicious, authentic Mexican food, Taco Bell. You can get a taco there for about $1.59. They have 10 menu items under $3. If Taco Bell would like to sponsor this video, please reach out to me. But then on the corner, like there are many, there's a gas station there. And I was in the Taco Bell drive-thru. I was grabbing a few tacos, some delicious, crunchy Taco Supremes. I did not get their delicious Baja Fresh or their Mountain Dew Baja Blast, I should say. I was coming out, and then basically what I was doing here, let's see if I get my animations right. I'm going to take a right back onto traffic here. So just kind of going, in this case, east. And there's a gas station here, and these cars can also pull out the same way. Now, what I am usually looking for is on the left side, the traffic that's coming up the road. You're making sure that there is a lot of traffic. It's actually two lanes there, two lanes going each way, so four lanes wide. So I'm watching. You don't see traffic coming out. So I pull out, and this car from the gas station is pulling out the other way. Now, you might say, Pete, you got to look that way, right? You got to look that way. There's a twist here. And the twist is there is a grass median, a big median, like with trees and stuff. You cannot get over onto the other side, right? It is separating these two. And the reason they put it in is because there are so many businesses on this side of the street. They don't want people cutting across, coming out of those businesses and cutting across that lane of traffic and going the other way, right? So it's a design thing. It's actually pretty clever. So I'm starting to pull out and I see this car coming down the wrong way on the one way. And I don't know if they don't know this medium, but they're obviously flooring it, trying to get down there. They go all the way down. It is probably an eighth of a mile to get down to the end of this median, and then they cut across there. But because of that, I don't know if they freaked or what, but they went fast, or they realized what they had done, or they thought, man, there's not going to be a lot of traffic. I can just quick do this as opposed to going out the other way and then having to turn a corner and go around the block or whatever it is. What I love is that delicious mild sauce slathered on top there. Oh, those delicious sweet tomatoes on top, and all that spicy taco meat. Yes, multitasking. Let's share a case of tacos sometime. But anyway, pulled over hard to the right because I saw this car coming, and it's just one of those things where usually, like, you have a head on your swivel all the time, but usually you're trying to read things, sometimes things that aren't like likely to happen. But this one I didn't really see coming. I'm just so used to traffic only going this one way because there's a median there. You're looking left, you see an opening, you start to pull out, and then I see headlights right in front of me. do the quick reaction. He pulls the other way. Again, like I said, two lanes, so we can absolutely miss each other, but cruises down that lane until he gets past that median, gets into his actual correct lane, and then takes off. Big Mac Sam. Hey, Big Mac. Mac, that just reminds me of that big, delicious, two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun that you get from McDonald's. So today is the fast food episode. Big Mac Sam, oh, thanks for joining me here, too. If you're getting lunch, you're getting gas, whatever. My suggestion to you is look both ways. That's one of those old rules. Look both ways before crossing the street. Nothing happened. The other driver apparently knew what he was doing, so was trying to avoid the traffic. But, man, that was a little bit of a surprise to me. Didn't connect, didn't contact each other, didn't tag each other's cars, which I am glad we didn't do. But all I am saying is that sometimes things happen and there are drivers out there that you got to be careful of. That's it. Stay safe. Hope everyone else is good here. And if you have a story about one that you got away from, I love watching those aviation channels where they play like the FAA recordings, the air traffic control recordings, and there are the near misses. I hate that there are these near misses, but it is intense about getting a clearance to land and then saying rejecting and pulling up and we've got a citation on the runway or something. It's just gotta stay aware. Can't do that robotic driving quite yet. So anyway, that's it for today. I'm just gonna go finish my Taco Bell because my butt did take a bite out of the seat for a few minutes there. Anyway, that's it. Peter Von Panda out.